That's been a long time, he finished lamely. 13 or 14 years, I guess. Sit down, Vernon said. He indicated two large easy chairs that flanked a stone fireplace and settled into one of them before Balsam had reached the other. As he sank slowly into his chair, Balsam became acutely aware that Pete Vernon was examining him closely. I'm afraid I'm a bit rumpled, he said, grinning uncomfortably. It's quite a hill you have here.
You get used to it, Vernon said. At least I have.
Welcome to Neillsville.
The Monsignor saw Balsam's grin fade and his own brows furrowed slightly.
Is anything wrong?
The apartment not satisfactory?
Balsam shook his head.
The apartment's fine. I'm not sure what it is. It's hard to explain, but ever since I got off the train, I've had this strange feeling. I can't really put my finger on it. I keep telling myself it's only my imagination, but I keep getting the feeling that something's...
He broke off, trying to find the right word. He hesitated over using the word evil, though that was the word that kept coming to mind.
That something's not right here.
He felt a sudden chill coming from the priest and realized he'd said the wrong thing. Neillsville had been the Monsignor's home for nearly 15 years, and the first thing Balsam had done was insult the place. He tried to recover from the blunder.
But I'm sure I'll get used to it, he said quickly, and only then realized that he had committed himself to stay.
The priest seemed to relax again and smiled at him.
And your wife? He asked smoothly. Linda, isn't it? When will she be joining you?
I'm afraid she won't be joining me at all,
Balsam said carefully.
I'm afraid we're separated. Sometimes things just don't work out.
I see,
Vernon said in a tone of voice that told Balsam he didn't see at all.
Well, that's most unfortunate.